I love this first reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Isn't this often what our prayer sounds like? How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Habakkuk can sound a little whiny, can't he? And we too can sound a little whiny in our prayers. We ask God to do something for us. Our focus of our prayer is God doing something for us. And we tend to believe that if our prayer isn't answered immediately, then God isn't listening to us or he doesn't care. We start to sound like Habakkuk complaining to God that he isn't listening. What God tells Habakkuk, he also tells us. He will not disappoint us. But we must wait for his answer to our prayers. We are often the rash ones with no integrity spoken about in this reading because we want to know God perfectly right now. We want to know God's plan for our lives right now. We want everything right now. And the Lord says to us, be patient. Persevere in your prayer. And you will come to know me. You will come to know my will. And you will know my answer to your prayers. We see almost an identical situation in the gospel passage today. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. In other words, the apostles are saying, give us more, and then we can do more. Give us more, and then we will be better disciples. Give us more, and then we will understand you better. How does the Lord respond? He tells them a parable. To show them that in order for their faith to increase, they need to practice it. Although faith is one of the theological virtues and thus given to us directly by God, we still grow in it in the same way we grow in the other natural virtues, by practicing it. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do. When we serve the Lord, our faith will increase because we are experiencing God in our lives when we follow his commands. We are obliged to use our faith. St. Paul explains this to us in his second letter to St. Timothy. He says to Timothy, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have. Stir into flame. We actually have to do something with the gifts that we have been given by the Holy Spirit. Power, love, and self-control. We actually have to do something with our faith. This is pretty incredible stuff, but we act like we have a spirit of cowardice rather than one of power, love, and self-control when we don't share our faith. We have been given this gift from God. We have been given the grace to live our lives as disciples of Christ with confidence. So why don't we? Often it's because of fear. We fear the hardship of spreading the gospel. We fear rejection. We fear that God won't take care of our needs. We fear because we don't trust. We want more faith, but we aren't really willing to work for it. It is only when we decide that we really trust God that we will have the strength and courage to proclaim the gospel and to do it boldly. It is then that we will truly be convincing ambassadors of the gospel message because we will be living out the message that we need Jesus, and there is no other way than Jesus. This might sound great, but we might still wonder what we should say exactly. And so St. Paul tells us, as he tells Timothy, take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me. In other words, brothers and sisters, we have the scriptures and the teachings of the apostles handed down to us to this very day. We need nothing else. We have it all. We have the message of salvation given to us by Christ and his church, And it is a message that saves. It is a message of joy. We have it all. There's nothing else we need. We have not been given a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. God is with us. He dwells within us. So let us stir into flame the gift of God that we have received and share joyfully the message of Jesus Christ, because it is only when we do this that our faith will be increased. Our faith is increased by practicing it. We will know God more, and we will be convinced of His love for us and His plan for our lives.